All right, welcome everyone. Stunk Granny audio preview for WrestleMania Triple X, WrestleMania 30, if you will. We're going to talk about the Battle Royal this time, the first ever Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. In other words, hey, none of these guys are on the card. All right, 30-man Battle Royal. Well, we got some guys returning. Make them the mystery people in the Battle Royal. Got it.
That was my favorite part. When I don't know if you saw that I set up a couple of the previews for the matches last night. And I went in there and I saw that there were a couple of just grayed out people.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, am I supposed to give a shit? Like, at least I know that at the Royal Rumble, I don't really care, but I do expect some surprises.
Yeah.
For this, I have been given no reason to suspect and or give a shit about any surprises.
Well, all right, so let's ruin one. So, spoiler, in case you don't know, Rob Van Dam's one of the guys. Yeah.
Oh, well, he wasn't one of the I wasn't thinking about him.
Yeah,
well, I was expecting Kevin Nash to be one of the surprises, just because he hasn't been around at all, and why not throw him into this match?
Yeah, he was in the Royal Rumble, so, you know, why not, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. It seemed like there were some feuds in this match that could have been actual, that could have had actual matches, you know? I mean, you had Cody and Goldust.
Okay.
You know, they were having their own tag team, you know, fight with, the New Age Outlaws thing kind of just, you know, petered off.
Right.
I don't know. It just seemed like there were some feuds or their feuds or matches in here. I mean, look at...
Well, at least to continue that thought, it seemed like the Real Americans were going to be in there, and they had a problem. And I suppose at some point I expected the Shield not to have a match. So I kind of expected them to be part of this, so there's that three-man problem that's going on. But yeah, no, a lot of stuff got put on hold just because they decided to announce this thing.
Yeah. I always expected the Shield. I thought the Shield were going to have a triple threat match for the U.S. title. But we'll get into that when we get into that preview. I never expected the Shield to be in this, though. I was surprised Big E Langston, or Big E now, is in there.
Oh.
I thought that they were going to have. I thought they were moving towards some sort of Intercontinental title match. Or, you know, everyone's rumored U.S. Intercontinental
unification,
you know, and that's fine that didn't happen. I mean, there's no reason for it because no one cares about either one of those titles anymore, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
You know, but when they had the whole thing with Ziggler, Christian, Sheamus, and who was it, Del Rio? Was he the fourth one the last week or so?
Yes.
I thought that match was going to lead into a WrestleMania match. So, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so we could have had Dolph Ziggler versus Big E. You know.
I guess I thought you were saying a four-man match so that the IC title would kind of mean something because at least it gets some people involved.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that could have been a possibility too. But it's like how many your main event's a triple threat match. Your Divas match is who knows what. I don't even know what you'd call that. Especially because in what we didn't cover, and that was we don't know the rules. We mentioned it, but we have no idea what the...
Well, yeah, because Vicky didn't give us a set of rules because the whole thing on Friday Night SmackDown was, oh, I'm not going to give away that.
Yeah.
Great, thanks.
But then, you know,
it makes me look forward to that match a whole lot because you guys have no fucking idea what's going on in it.
Well, what's cracking me up about this Battle Royal? Well, all right, that's part of the problem Battle Royals are stupid now. You've got the Royal Rumble that has just totally eclipsed the concept of a Battle Royal, because Battle Royals, there's nothing on the line in this. There's no title shots. There's no money.
And that really is the big problem. Like, they're trying to play up, and I understand that you want to be the first-time winner of an event, which is fine. But there's nothing at stake for it. Like, I have maybe, and I have no idea, but maybe they push someone like they did for King of the Ring, whoever right. wins this. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no idea, but I mean, the WWE could have that in the back of their mind, but it also doesn't mean that that makes me give a shit right now.
Right, yeah. Well, I think I made the joke to you, the last time they had a Battle Royal for a trophy was at WrestleMania 4. And Bad News Brown won. And that was like kind of the beginning of Bret Hart's singles push. So, you know, whatever. But, I mean, everyone thinks Bret Hart won that, by the way. Which is such a weird piece of trivia that Bad News Brown won it. And then Bret Hart came back in and just broke his trophy. I mean...
Oh, well, yeah, no. And I honestly didn't remember what had happened exactly. And you said that Bret Hart broke the trophy, and I just assumed that he had won it. Mm-mm. Not that it was his trophy.
No, he just got pissed and broke it. At least I'm pretty sure that's how that went. Now I'm starting to wonder.
Yeah, I don't know either way.
Whatever. But it just goes to the pointlessness of the
Battle Royal. Battle Royal.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, the new thing, or the new, you know, if you want to go with modern Battle Royal, is the Royal Rumble.
That so, means nothing.
Yeah.
Great.
But I mean...
Okay, I won a trophy that's named after Andre the Giant. Like, I guess I don't quite know why I'm supposed to give a shit about that. Like, even as a wrestler, like, it's just like, okay, Andre the Giant was awesome. That's understandable. But what does winning his trophy do for me? Like, I mean, a modern day wrestler needs that, like, or even a latter day wrestler needs that.
Yeah.
They didn't just wrestle just because, like, as much as they loved it, I did it for the love. Fuck yourself. You did it so that you could get to the top and make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, why you're in the business to begin with. So,
yeah, so it's just like, I don't know, like, are these guys at least trying to get to the top to make a lot of money? Like, at least convince me of that, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah, but it's clearly just the one to get everybody on the card. And so add that with no actual stipulation, add that to how a Battle Royal is just an antiquated idea. I mean, I think the last Battle Royal I remember that mattered for WWE was when they had to vacate the title. And I think Kurt Angle won, and he won the title based off of that. I can't remember which one, which is why I'm calling it the title, not the WWE or World Belt. I just don't remember.
Right.
I'm trying to think if there was one after that. And I know, didn't TNA come up with a reverse Battle Royal where everyone's on the outside, then they jump in? Or some dumb shit like that?
Yeah, no, and I believe I kind of half like the idea.
Yeah, I don't...
But it...
No, I don't remember.
But as usual, it was TNA, so they half-assed the concept, and instead of it being cool, it just turned into utter shit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just... I don't know. This seems like this could be... your coffee break thing. But if you're going to go through with this, let's be a little progressive or smart about it. And make, like, I'm looking at the people who are in it right now. Make, like, the final five, six, whatever. Big Show, Big E, Sheamus, hang on.
Oh, well, I would say that Dolph Ziggler's going to be in there, Christian's going to be in there. Mm. Possibly Kofi Kingston.
No. Like, what I'm getting at though is, for the first time, have all the big guys at the end. Like Ziggler, gone.
Oh.
Too skinny. Miz, gone. I mean, I want to see Henry, Brodus Clay, Big Show, Kali, Big E, those guys. You know, and be like, all right, all the giants are still in here.
That would be kind of funny. Like, until you just said that, I had never thought about the idea of all the giants going, okay, you know what, guys? Fuck these other guys. Mm-hmm. We're going to toss everyone else, and then we'll toss each other.
Yeah.
Like, it's always like, everyone's like, well, that makes the most sense. Toss the big guys first, and then we'll start dealing with each other.
Yeah.
Instead, really, the Giants should be going, okay, everyone wants to team up on us. Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
There's only five of us. They can't possibly toss out all five of us.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, not when you've got Kali in there. And Mark
Kali,
Henry.
Mark Henry, Big Show could all just go, and maybe they bring along Brodus Clay or something just as backup.
Yeah.
I mean, and just go, okay, guys, fuck everyone else in the Rumble. No. Or everybody else in the Battle Royal.
You did the same thing. Every time they say battle or battle royal, I immediately think of the Royal Rumble. So, but yeah, no, it would just be it would be cool because I don't know if that's ever been done where all the big guys are left. You know,
right?
So yeah, so that'd be fun.
No, that's awesome. It sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I mean,
and just because it hasn't been explored at all, it just makes even less sense. You know, you would think that at least someone would have said, hey, let's have Kali and, you know, Big Show get together and say, hey, we need to do something about this anti-big guy bias.
Yeah. And they just go, all right.
But they haven't.
As much as we like Ziggler, the first time he does the whole hair and putting his hands out and stuff, thump, one hand, Big Show tosses his ass over the top rope. And then just does the whole, like, wiping my hands of this situation and goes, takes Heath Slater and just flings him by his hair over the top rope. You know, seriously, it would be great just to see all the big guys make this, like, a 5-minute battle royal because they didn't give a damn and just got rid of everyone smaller than them. That'd be really fun. But that part won't happen. But
yeah, no, unfortunately, as much as I love the concept, the chances that I think that it will be enabled is somewhere between zero and none.
Yeah. See, and I know we hit 10 minutes already, but we'll go a little bit longer, so I just came up with another idea. It'd actually be kind of fun on that side of it with the big guys. If someone like Cesaro was somehow put in this, you know, even after the tag match, and they just made it a showcase for him. And he just went in and threw out all the big guys himself.
Oh.
Like, single-handedly. And I don't mean, like, pulling the rope down like Hacksaw did. I mean, picking him up and putting him over the top rope. Could you imagine what a badass sight that would be? Like...
Yeah, and I mean, I guess that's why I brought up King of the Ring earlier. I mean, they could use it to feature someone, but just the amount of juice they've put behind it at this point, I don't think they're going to.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to put in the effort to figure out which one of these guys is going to win it. But I think it's going to be someone along this front line of this page, and that's about it.
I'm going with the obvious Big Show. Only because, you know...
He's a giant.
Yeah, and it'd be, I don't know. To me, it'd be kind of funny if he won, just because remember when he came in, he was the rumored son of Andre the Giant?
Yeah. Plus
they dropped pretty quick, so I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I just think... It seems like kind of the obvious choice, which means he'll probably get tossed out first. But I agree with you. If they were going to showcase somebody, I'd be fine with that. But if it's just going to be a mess and then Sheamus wins, I'd be like, really? Was this even necessary to give Sheamus another run? So yeah.
Sheamus is doing okay by himself. He doesn't need the win in this match.
Yeah, no. mean, I was surprised.
And I don't really know who does, to be honest with you. Christian, Sheamus, and Ziggler seem to be the people getting the push right now, because Big E Langston got the push, and then he was told he can fuck off as soon as he got the IC title.
The kiss of death, man.
Or whatever, whichever title he has. I think he actually might have the U.S. title. Does he have the U.S.?
No, he has the IC. Dean Ambrose is the U.S. champ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. It was the kiss of death, and he's in Shitsville. So, I mean, I don't think it's
Langston. There's a way to validate it and give him the title, you know? Or give him something else to deal with. Who knows? But, all right. So, Kevin's not making a prediction. I'm just going to say Big Show.
Well, I gave you my prediction. It's going to be one of three people.
All right.
It's going to be Big Show, Ziggler, or a Sheamus.
Oh, that's right. You did say that. All right.
Out of 20 to 30 people, I think that's narrowing it down pretty good.
So it won't be Rob Van Dam. I wonder if Alexander Rusev, it's Alexander, right?
Yes.
Or they dropped it and now it's just Rusev. Regardless, I don't know. That kind of goes to the big guy thing. This would be kind of fun. Oh, well.
But, yeah, no, that'd be pretty cool if he's in there, just considering they've been featuring him and he hasn't gone anywhere whatsoever.
Yeah, not yet. Kind of a weird time for him to debut anyways, but...
Well, I thought, again, he would be in that, Fandango kind of area, but he hasn't been put in that area at all.
Not yet. So, all right. Well, listen, guys. Thanks for sticking around on that one. I actually enjoyed that better than the ones we've done so far. So, we finally made lemons. No, wait, was that? We finally made lemonade out of lemons. So
yes.
All right, guys. We'll get at you next time. And thanks for listening. Bye.